This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, if the 80s are all just a blur to you, maybe you forgot that the movie Flashdance was placed in Pittsburgh. She was a welder by day and had dancing aspirations. And just like the movie's lead character, the city has now shed its blue-collar threads for something quite a bit more glamorous. This week, Pittsburgh plays host to world leaders as the site of the G20 Economic Summit.
The Disco Summit, we'll call it. G20 Disco.
That's really a stretch, John. Tony Norman has lived through the city's ups and downs. He's a columnist and associate editor for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Tony, good morning. What was your reaction when you heard that the G20 summit was coming to town?
Well, quite frankly, I was incredulous, Celeste. I mean, you know, because we're the largest of small towns, and as a result, you know, we have something of an inferiority complex when it comes to these fancy things. I mean, you know, a G20 summit here in Pittsburgh, you know, we pronounce it Pix, as in P-I-K-S-Burg. So, you know, we were quite stunned by this.
You know, I spent a long time in Detroit, so I know something about inferiority complexes for the Rust Belt cities. Have you heard reports or reviews in the news from people who are surprised that Pittsburgh got the G20 summit?
Oh, yes. Everyone's surprised, including the protesters, because, you know, they you know, prepare long and hard for these conferences in glamorous places like London and Helsinki or wherever. And then what do you do in Pittsburgh other than, you know, what do you threaten to overturn, you know, pierogi trucks or what?
So, you walk up some serious hills if you're a protester, that's for sure.
On one level, Tony,
the home of Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Mellon is, in some ways, if you look at the long history of Pittsburgh, a pretty good place to have a meeting of global capitalists.
It certainly is, but, you know, how many people have that kind of perspective? I mean, most people are ahistorical. I mean, that would be a perfect reason for having it here because, obviously, according to a lot of the protesters, this is a meeting of plutocrats, and that's exactly why they want to disrupt it. You know, this. On the other hand, the city wants to put its best face forward.
And speaking of the best face forward, what have you seen? What kind of preparations has Pittsburgh been making?
Well, you know, it's like any city that's expecting, you know, the apocalypse any minute. You know, the bulwarks are out. You know, the police are somewhat overreacting to some of the smallest provocations. They're, you know, the streets downtown are emptying by the day. I mean, tomorrow is just going to be impossible to get to and from work if your place of employment is even open downtown.
Tony, if you're a plutocrat, do you get a discount on pierogies?
You already own the pierogies if you're a plutocrat.
You know? Tony, you've been there for 20 years.
Right, about 21 years. Actually,
21 years. So you've seen a big change in Pittsburgh. Is this the zenith of Pittsburgh's? Is this the height of its ambitions here, or has it got further to go?
I think Pittsburgh wants to be New York. That would be the zenith, the heights of his ambitions, but it will never get there. But in the meantime, it will certainly be a pleasant place. And if we can get through this conference, you know, with our soul intact, without violating too many civil rights or getting trashed by the protesters, we'll be pretty happy. I mean, our ambitions are at that point.
Tony Norman, not violating civil rights in Pittsburgh. He's the associate editor and columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.